That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, Lum and Abner, with the able assistance of Cedric, finally tracked down and captured Talbert and his partner. However, in an ingenious plan of setting fire to the culprit's tent, they managed to burn up all the money they were trying to recover. Well, now, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, thousands of drugstores sell Alka-Seltzer every day because Alka-Seltzer has become the first place favorite in millions of American homes for quick and effective relief from many common ailments. Take colds, for example. Now, your doc will tell you, be careful when you're catching colds to keep that cold from taking hold. Now, why not try Alka-Seltzer? It can help give comforting relief for that headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. That's why the Alka-Seltzer's ABC cold comfort treatment is followed by so many. You see, A is for Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the direction. B is for be careful. Get plenty of rest. Dress warmly. Eat wisely and stay out of dress. C is for comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, raspy throat which often accompanies a cold. Now, that's easy, isn't it? Remember, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. It's compounded by the Miles Laboratories by a secret scientific process. So get a large package from your druggist, then follow the Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jotham Down store. Lum is still pretty unhappy over the outcome of their daring exploit.
Dad blame it all anyway.
What's the matter now?
Oh, every time I think about us burning up all that money, I get so mad I could kick myself from here to Tennessee and back again.
Well, Lum, we never knowed the money was inside the tent.
Trouble it is, going to Tennessee, you'd have to cross the river, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd have to do a drop kick. You'd do that.
Kicked myself to Oklahoma and back then.
Well, I still say, how was we to know the money was inside the tent when we set it on fire?
We ought to have figured that out, though. They had to keep the money somewhere. They couldn't carry that much in their pockets.
No.
So it just stands to reason the tent was the only place it could have been.
Yeah.
And on top of that, Talbert tried to rush back inside the tent and get the money. And I, the great me, I wouldn't let him. And he's ought to be bored for the simple.
Well, you never know that's what he's trying to get back in the tent for.
No, but like I say, I ought to figure that out. Just wasn't using my brains, that's all. That is, if I got any brains to use.
Well, you've got some brains, Lum. A few.
I doubt it.
You have?
You can't prove it.
Well, it might be a little hard to prove, I'll admit that, but I still think you've got some. Even though it's just like a pebble rolling around in a gallon bucket, you've got one up there. You got to have to be a hero. That's what me and you are since we captured them fellas, is heroes.
Yeah, but what good does that do? We're still in the same finance hole we were in before.
Yeah, yeah.
We still owe Grandpap the $700 we borrowed from him, plus $10 every day for interest.
But don't forget that. He won't let you.
And we still ain't got no money to fix up the damage to our store, and even if we could fix it up, there wouldn't be no sense in doing it. Because we're going to lose the store account of that mortgage anyway.
Well, yeah. We're heroes, though. Everybody in town talking about it.
I hate to be such broke heroes, though.
Squire Skimp said he wanted to write up an article about us to send into the county seat paper, even though.
No wonder if he's going to put in there that he's foreclosing on the heroes, taking their stores away from them.
Well, I don't know. He never mentioned that.
Well, he more likely started out, two Pine Ridge citizens who are good friends of M.K. Skimp, prominent real estate and insurance man with extra good bargains in lots and houses and so forth.
Wait a minute, Mom. I believe that's our ring.
You get it. More likely just somebody wanting some money.
Yeah, well, if it's Squire, what'll I tell him about the mortgage?
Nothing to tell him. He'll do all the talking.
Hello, Jotham Down Store, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, what is it, Grandpap?
Oh, him again.
Well, now, don't start that again.
I know it.
Grandpap, I told you all that money got burned up. Oh, my goodness.
And don't walk away and leave the receiver hanging there.
Well, what else is there to do? He started to read that report again, telling us how much interest we owed him. I ain't going to stand there and listen to that all afternoon.
Well, I don't blame you now.
I'll give him a uh-huh every now and then. He'll think I'm there.
After all the years us and him's been friends, you'd think he'd have a little sympathetic towards us, did a hound us this way.
Oh, sure.
If he don't change his outfit, oh, my goodness. Ain't one thing, it's a half a dozen or something else. Look who's coming up out there now.
What? Oh, Spock.
Might as well start packing up, I reckon.
Uh-oh.
Well, how are the big heroes today?
Good as can be expected, I reckon.
By the way, Uncle Henry Rumsford hadn't called you recently, has he, Lum?
Why, no. Why?
No reason at all, Lum. Just thought maybe he might be giving you a report on the new prisoners, you know, Talbert and whatever that other fellow's name is.
Oh, there's nothing to report on him, unless they escaped.
Yes, well, that's fine. That's good, good. Must have been quite an experience, Lum, capturing those criminals. What part did you play in the capture, Abner?
Just a minute.
What's the matter with him, Lum?
Oh, he's talking to Grandpap on the telephone.
Talking to him?
Or that is, he's letting Grandpap talk. See, he's reading that interest report to us.
Oh, there.
He reads that dead man thing to us at least twice every day. Might not have drove us crazy.
Yes, well, I just can't understand how a man could do his friends that way, Lum. When folks are down and out like you men are, why, that's the time a friend ought to lend a helping hand instead of riding him for a little interest money. I just can't understand it.
You can't?
No, sir, not me, Lum. What are friends for if you can't come to their assistance? That's the rule I've always lived by.
Oh, yeah, sure.
A friend in need. That's M.K. Skimp. Well, Lum, tell me all about it now. I want all the information on how you apprehended the criminal so I can do justice to you men in the store that I'm going to ride.
Apprehended them?
Yes.
Well, all we done was surround them and bring them in.
Well, yes, that's what I mean, Lum.
You just couldn't think of the right word,
Yes. Go ahead now, Lum. Tell me this running story from start to finish.
Squire, are you sure that's all you come over here for?
Why, yes, of course. Lum, when I get a chance to write up an item for my good friends, I want to do the best job possible, you know. Right, go ahead now. Did you sneak up on them, or did you make a bold charge?
Well, I made a bold charge, I think.
Uh-huh.
Well, I did. Oh, I see you're talking to Grandpap again.
Yeah.
Well, did you plan the attack, or did you just work awful fast, Lum?
Well, both. We had to work awful fast, but with my lightning brains, I was able to plan the whole thing out on the spur of the minute.
Bravo, bravo. That'll make good copy, Lum.
Why, are you sure this is all you come over here for today?
Why, yes, certainly. Now, tell me, did the criminals put up much resistance?
Is this actual going to be in the county paper?
Why, yes, of course it is, Lum.
Well, then, they put up a terrible lot of resistance. They fought like a flock of wildcats.
Wildcats, let me put
teeth and nails, nail and teeth. When I seen one of them was overpowering Cedric and Abner, I knocked down the other two and ran
away. Wait a minute, Lum. See, there was only two of them. You've got three in there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes,
well, they were so big and strong, they had the strength of three men. Or four, even.
Well, Lum, me and Cedric never got overpowered by nobody. Fact is, none of us done no fighting. Cedric held a gun.
Abner, you stay out of this. You say excited. You never knowed what was going on.
I never, huh?
No, you never.
Oh.
You better get on the phone and talk to Grandpap.
No, I'd rather listen to you. It's a heap more interesting. I want to see how this comes out. Come on, tell us some more now.
The Squire, maybe I better give you the details of my thrilling capture some other time.
No, Lum. I've got to send it in this afternoon. I have to make the deadline, you know, and I have some other business to attend to today, too.
Other business?
Yes.
I wondered when you was going to get around to that.
What do you mean by that, Lum?
You know, the mortgage.
Oh, that.
Well, we might as well face it. We just ain't got the money.
Well.
Every cent of it was burned up in that tent, so it looks like the store's yours.
Oh, tut, Lum. Such talk. Why, I wouldn't think of doing a thing like that. In fact, to be honest, I'd forgotten about the mortgage entirely.
You have?
Yes, well, it's past due, that's true, but don't let that worry you, Lum. You just take all the time you need to pay it back.
Huh?
You know me. A friend in need, that's M.K. Skimp every time. Lum, I consider it a high privilege to be able to do you men a good turn. Who knows? Maybe someday you'll be able to return the favor.
Are you serious about this, Squire?
Why, certainly I am. Now, you just forget about the mortgage entirely, Lum.
I do you know?
Let's see now. There's a couple other details I need to get. Which one of you men was it that set fire to the tent? I want to get that.
Well, I give Abner orders to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to make him do none of the dangerous work, natural.
Oh, yes, natural. I'll put that down. And let's see what. It's true, isn't it, that you were not accompanied by the town marshal or anyone in his department?
Yeah, the three of us done it single-handed.
Good, good. That's fine. That's what I want to hear. Well, I believe I've got everything I need now. Well, I'll give this a good write-up and get it in the mail right away. Much obliged to you, and remember what I said about the mortgage now, Long. Just forget it. I'll see you later, man.
Yeah, much obliged to you, Squire.
So long, Squire.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs of fight.
Squire, he's a talker.
What in the world do you suppose he got into that man?
Well, me, I don't know. Whatever it is, he sure done us a big favor, I know that. Don't get, I'm going to call up Elizabeth right now and tell her the good news, Law.
Yeah, you have to get Grandpa off the phone first.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I forgot about him just a minute. And goodbye, Grandpa. Yeah, that takes care of him. Just whatever happened to Squire happened to that Grandpa, too.
I just can't get over it. Can't help feeling Squire's up to something.
No, Doggy, it don't sound like him. Oh, Doggy, if that's that Grandpa calling back, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. Hello? Now, listen here, Grandpappy Spears, if you... Huh? Oh, excuse me, Uncle Henry. I thought you were somebody else. Well, go ahead. What is it? We what? Now, wait a minute now. Come over that again. Yeah, just a minute. Here, Lance, you take this receiver. I don't believe I'm hearing right.
Well, what did he say?
Just get on the phone there and listen to him. Here, take it.
Hello, Uncle Henry. This is Mom.
Yes, never will.
Yeah, what's this you're telling Abner? We have. Well, when did you find out about that? Well, I'll be dad blamed. So that's the reason Squire Skimp was being so nice to us.
Well.